this week, and so be in prayer for the group that has gone up to Michigan. A few announcements to bring to your attention. First off, in your bulletin, you'll see there is an insert for the ladies' night out. So if you want to check that out, ladies, you can see the upcoming opportunity to get together on June 20th at 6:30 at the Hoffman's House. And we're asked to RSVP by the 17th. That's a week from Tuesday. If you have any questions about that, you can talk to Tammy. Also, if you stay for Sunday school, which we hope you do, a reminder that last week the adult Sunday school classes got rearranged again. And so take a look on the bottom of the first inside page of your bulletin. You can see the locations for the three adult Sunday school classes. And also on that note, with Pastor Abe gone today, there will not be a junior high school Sunday school class. So junior high school students are invited to tag along with your parents to Sunday school today and join one of the adult Sunday school classes. A couple other things there to note in your bulletin. The Siemens have relocated to Michigan, or will be completely relocating to Michigan this week. And you can see there in the bulletin their new address if you would like to keep in touch with them. And then youth group, there is no youth group tonight with Pastor Abe gone to Michigan. There's also no youth group next Sunday, but 2 weeks from today will be the summer kickoff for the kind of the new year of youth group, and that is also the first opportunity for students who just finished sixth grade to start attending youth group if they would like to do that. So 2 weeks from today, you can see the details about that. They'll start a little bit earlier than usual. They'll start at 5, and there will be food provided, and you're invited to bring snacks along if you would like. Next Sunday, not only is Father's Day, but also it is the deadline to turn in the baby bottles for the fundraiser. If you are collecting money in the baby bottle for the Plus One Pregnancy Center, we ask you to turn those in next Sunday. And then one other thing about today, you see on the back of your bulletin that this afternoon at 2 o'clock is the bridal shower for Aaron Monker, and that is at the United Methodist Church in Miller. Any other announcements today? All right. Oh, yes, Pastor Jim.
We do have a video.
That's right, we do. Thank you for that reminder. So take a look at the video and get a recap of all the goings-on at VBS.
God and closer than a friend. Junction. The adventure's just begun. Wonder Junction. Discovering God's own son. Wonder Junction. When you find that Christ is true. Wonder Junction.
All right, it's fun to see all the goings-on of VBS. Thank you to everyone that helped with that, not this last week, but 2 weeks ago. Close to 100 children, I believe, that were in attendance at VBS. So, again, thank you for those that helped, and be in prayer for Abe and Diana and the 7 young people that are with them in Michigan, kind of redoing that up there this week for the church in Michigan. So our call to worship this morning comes from Psalm chapter 19 and verse 14. David writes, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer."
Let's stand together and sing number 358 in our hymnals, "I Am Thine, O Lord," 358 in your hymnal. I am thine, O Lord, I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Consecrate me now to thy harvest, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Oh, the pure delight of a single hour that before thy throne I spend. When I kneel in prayer and with thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. There are depths of love that I cannot know till I cross the narrow sea. There are heights of joy that I may not reach till I rest in peace with thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Thanks for singing with me. Now let's take a moment to greet each other. Tell somebody you're glad to see him here this morning.
Well, good morning again. We're grateful that you have chosen to worship with us as we go through the month of June. And definitely one of the prayer items is the youth group trip. Also, I was handed a prayer request. This would be Troy and Timber Beckett's brother-in-law, Craig Heller. His cancer is back, so we will be praying for Craig and for his family as they begin this process again. Any other prayer requests or praises for today? Yeah, Faye.
We got to celebrate my brother and sister-in-law's 50th anniversary last weekend, and Adam is doing better. He's walking with a walker now and putting some weight on that leg now.
That is wonderful news. So Faye and Tom were able to celebrate her brother and sister-in-law's 50th, which is a wonderful occasion as well. But update on Adam is he's getting around with a walker, and he is able to put weight on that leg. So that is moving in the correct direction. So, any other prayer requests? Yes, Miranda. And his first name?
Matthew.
Matthew. That's... So Miranda's brother, Landon, and Rachel had their third child, and third time's a charm, that he came right on his due date. So it is wonderful for the addition to the family. We'll be praying for mother and Matthew as a bond. Other prayer requests or praises? Well, let me pray. Oh, sorry, I have my wife waving at me.
We take Dad to Boston Tuesday for his cardiology appointment, so hopefully we can start to find out what's going on with that. And then also, I'd like to be praying for Jeanette. She's got her heart valve for surgery on the 17th.
So our My father-in-law has his appointment with the cardiologist early Wednesday morning, so we'll be going down Tuesday. And then Lynn is back on the live stream. She will be having a heart valve replacement on June 17th, so we'll be praying for her as well. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you that as we've been reminded, the mission that you've called us to, whether it be here in our local area, and we are grateful for the opportunity of VBS and the staff that came alongside of each of the students and your gospel message that was able to be proclaimed. We now pray for our youth group and for Pastor Abe and Diana as they are in Michigan, as they worship with the church that they will be working with, and then setting up all of the backdrops and extras to transform a church into an exciting place for VBS. We understand that those are enticements, but the most important part of VBS is getting to share the love of Jesus Christ. And I pray that you would be with our teens as they serve you in the Bloomingdale area. We pray for the church and the students that will be coming and the opportunities to expand their influence and ministry in that area. And we just pray for safety for the team and good health and wisdom for Abe and Diana. Father, we just ask that the requests that we have, we know that you know them, but we're grateful that we can recognize their dependence upon you. And I lift up Craig Heller and his family as they have already had one cancer experience, and now with it being back, I pray that you would, as only you can, lift their spirits, help them to find hope. And Father, we continue to pray as you, as the great physician, would bring healing. We also lift up Faye's nephew, Adam. We are grateful for the healing that you've done in his life and the mobility he's starting to have, and we pray that his leg would continue to grow strong, able to get moving on his own. Father, we're also grateful for his parents being able to celebrate 50 years together and the testimony that is to your faithfulness. Father, we also come alongside of Rachel and Landon, grateful for Matthew coming into this world on his due date, and we pray that you would be with Matthew as he fits into this family. We pray for the kids that are there as they adjust to having a new brother, and we pray for Rachel and Landon as parents that they would raise Matthew and their other children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Father, we also lift up my father-in-law's appointment at the cardiologist, that it would be bringing some answers. We also lift up Lynn to you, that you would through this procedure, be correcting some of the things that's going on. Thankful that you have given us medical professionals that understand the human body and technology to help, but we pray for healing and full and complete healing for her. Father, we are grateful for the area you've placed us in, for the season of the year. Continue to pray for our farmers and ranchers as they go about the tasks that you've called them to, especially working with livestock and being out the long hours in the field. We just ask that you would protect and watch over. We thank you for the rain and the moisture that you've sent our way. Those are things that we cannot control, and thankful that you provide us the strength and the wisdom to let go. Help us to also let go of the anxiety that sometimes can come upon us with going through life. Father, we pray for our world and the unrest that's going around the globe. We understand that peace will not fully break out until your Son comes. Help us to be ministers of reconciliation as you've called us, both here in our area and around the world. We pray for our missionaries. We lift up the UNRUs. Just ask that you would use them, especially during the summer break, in the different ministries they will have and the connections We also pray for the students that they have taught and are going out into the world. Give them open doors for the gospel. And for the opportunity of our offering, we just ask that you would use it for your honor and glory. We ask that you would bless those that give and the gifts that are received. In Jesus' name, amen.
As most of you know, my name is Sarah Jessen, and I am a senior majoring in human physiology and minoring in public health at the University of Minnesota, where I'm also involved in a Christian organization known as CREW. Through CREW, I lead Bible studies, sing on the worship team, and will serve as vice president of the organization at UMN next year. This past semester, I shared my testimony with UMN CREW, and parts of my testimony tie into the message of the song we will be singing this morning. So I would like to share that with you today. I grew up in a Christian home here in Miller. I accepted Christ at a very young age and have grown up in the faith. Until I was a junior in high school, nothing about my life really upset me or caused me pain. Over winter break, I said yes to going on the CREW Twin Cities trip to France. In the time leading up to the trip, I remember praying that I would be able to have good conversations and be able to share my story with others so that they might be spiritually impacted, and that I would be able to see God move in people's hearts all the way around the world. On the last day of sharing, one of our staff leaders, named Josh, and I met Lula, a French student. After a bit of conversation, Lula shared with us that she was a Christian, and we continued to ask more about her beliefs. The last question we asked Lula was the following: if you could ask a Christian any question, what would it be? Lula asked two: how do I turn from sin, and how do I deal with grief? Lula started to share about losing someone close to her recently and unexpectedly, and I was instantly transported back to my junior year in high school when I experienced something similar. I began to share my own story with her and sought to answer her question as best as I could. I pretty much knew Carson Minor my whole life. Carson and I weren't best friends, but we were friends. We knew each other and were in a lot of activities together, and I truly enjoyed the time I got to spend with him. On November 29th, 2020, Carson made the decision to take his own life. I remember vividly the moment my mom told me that he had passed. I was watching Phantom of the Opera, one of Carson's favorites, coincidentally, and my mom asked me to come into my parents' room. When I entered the room, she was crying and told me that Carson had taken his own life that night. She embraced me as I started to sob harder than I had ever experienced in my life. It felt like someone had taken a knife directly to my heart and left it there. When I finally stopped crying, I had no voice left to say anything, but I didn't have anything to say. Suddenly, I was lost, broken, and fully aware of the evil in this world. I have still not gone back and watched the rest of The Phantom of the Opera to this day, a musical that I love so much, but is too painful to experience. A small group of students and I were asked to sing for Carson's funeral. I watched as his closest family and friends sobbed over the loss of him and as his casket was placed in the ground. And I said goodbye to Carson one last time. Unfortunately, the pain didn't end then. I felt like the rest of the world moved on while I was stuck in space, wanting nothing more than for everything to return to normal. As a result, I tried to bury the emotions I was experiencing and hide from the pain and struggles I was feeling in hopes that they would just go away, that I would wake up one morning and every heartache would be gone. I was so fearful that something bad would happen that I developed severe feelings of anxiety and experienced OCD that I refused to seek help for and tried to fight on my own. I was so angry with God that he had taken away Carson, but confused because I didn't feel I could be angry with God. I sought to fix it all on my own and heal myself from the pain I was feeling. The peace and relief from pain I was seeking was nowhere to be found. Not a day went by that I didn't feel the same pain I'd experienced on November 29th. Finally, I prayed to God for that peace and pain relief I had been seeking. I asked to be surrounded by his presence and held in his love. I surrendered everything I had and everything I am to him. I asked him to move in my life and guide me and teach me to follow his ways. As I continued this prayer daily and the days, weeks, and months continued on, I began to feel that love and peace that I had been seeking. I found that it was something only God could give. God met me where I am in all my flaws, failures, and sin, and loved me as I was without needing me to change. In him alone could I find my meaning and my purpose of life. In him alone could I find a refuge from the painful, scary, and broken world we live in. When I enter into God's presence, I am embraced by an all-consuming feeling of peace that cannot be found anywhere else. It still hurts to think about Carson and who he would have been if he was still here on earth. I carry his obituary in my Bible as a reminder of the love he had for the people he met and the joy he met each person with. I still haven't reached a point where I understand why Carson was taken from this world so early in life, but I know that one day I will see him again when I enter God's kingdom. That one day the things of this world won't matter because I will be united with Christ in heaven for all eternity. And that the short period of my life that I got to know and love Carson was still beautiful. On Carson's obituary, you can see this quote from Wicked: "Because I knew you, I have been changed for good." And I was changed for good because God allowed me to know Carson. There is no straight answer for how to cope with grief, loss, and death in life. There is one certainty: God will be with you through it all, even when you fight it or run from him. He will never leave. And when you return to him, he will welcome you with open arms, as if you never left. While sometimes God's plans don't make sense for us, it doesn't mean that they aren't perfect. It means that we live in a fallen world, that we one day will leave and enter into the gates of heaven, where our lives will be perfectly spent in God's presence for all eternity. This is obviously a longer version of the answer than I gave to Lula when I was speaking with her, but we were able to connect and bond over a shared feeling of grief and pain that we had experienced and how God can get us through that. To leave you with a verse that provided me comfort and peace in one of the most difficult points of my life, I want to read Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, as a reminder that following and trusting in God will get you through any difficult time in your life too. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths.
God is faithful to his word, even when there seems no way. Though time may pass, his memory will not fade. His promises will never fail. Faithful he has been, faithful he will be. Time and time again, his word returns complete. To his truth I cling when the night is deep. Faithful he has been, faithful he will be. Thank you. is gracious when I doubt. He draws near though I retreat. Though I may wander through the wilderness, he goes with me and gives me peace. Gracious he has been, gracious he will be. What I don't deserve, the Father gives to me. Where he leads my feet, I shall not want or need. Gracious he has been, gracious he will be. Is worthy of my song. Countless are his awesome deeds. His mighty hand has parted raging seas. For those he loves, he has redeemed. Worthy he has been, worthy he will be. Crowned in endless praise, all earth and heaven sing. Holy is the Lord who reigns in majesty. Worthy he has been, oh, worthy he will be. He is my provider, covenant protector. All my hope is in the Lord my God. Sustainer, merciful Redeemer, all my hope is in the Lord my God. Oh, he is my provider, covenant protector, all my hope is in the Lord my God. He is my sustainer, merciful Redeemer, all my hope is in the Lord my God. Oh, worthy he has been, worthy he will be. Crowned in endless praise, all earth and heaven sing. Holy is the Lord who reigns in majesty. Worthy he has been, worthy he will be. Worthy he has been,
thank you, ladies. That was beautiful. All right, now it's our turn. 415 in your hymnals. Let's stand and sing together. 415, He giveth more grace. He giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater. He sendeth more strength when the labors increase. To added affliction he addeth his mercy. To multiplied trials his multiplied peace. His love has no limit, his grace has no measure, his power has no boundary known
unto men. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus, he giveth and giveth and giveth again. When we have exhausted our store of endurance, when our strength has failed ere the day is half done, when we reach the end of our hoarded resources, our Father's forgiving is only begun. His love has no limit, his grace has no measure, his power has no boundary known unto men. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus, he giveth and giveth and giveth again.
Thanks for singing. Please be seated.